Oh, yeah, that was Jeremy Camp and The Same Power. You know, isn't it amazing to think that the same power that we read about in the Bible days, the power that parted the Red Sea and the power that raised Lazarus from the dead, is alive and working in our lives today. Yeah, just amazing. Hey, coming up this Wednesday, it is going to be Leading with Power Lacrosse. That is a monthly men's luncheon where they have a dynamic speaker. And this month's speaker is Randy McPherson, an entrepreneur. He's going to be talking about the number one key to success, fail often. Yeah. On the phone with me right now, we have Randy McPherson. Good morning.
Good morning, Darla.
How are you doing today, Randy?
I'm doing great. I'm watching deer from my back window here. So.
Oh, how nice is that?
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about Randy. Tell us a little bit about yourself for those people who haven't met you.
Well, I've been a lifelong entrepreneur, and God has just called me into the business world, and it's been a fascinating, wild ride. And it's amazing what happens when you trust God with your life and you live courageously with God's help. So I'm pretty excited about this Leading with Power luncheon coming up to share not what I've read, but what I've lived.
Mm. Well, the topic, number one key to success, fail often. I assume you've had both your share of success and failure, and God has used that in your life.
I have. You know, what I found out is that many times our fear of failure actually paralyzes us from everything that God wants to do. The Bible says all things work together for good to those that love the Lord, but we're afraid of something bad happening to us or failing at something that we never embark on a journey that requires us to fully trust God with our lives.
Mm. You know, I don't know if this is scriptural, but I've always felt that God can guide you easier when you're moving. I don't know, instead of just standing and waiting for that, you know, that sign in the sky that it's time to step forward. Sometimes I think when we put our foot out there and start moving, that God is able to direct our steps as we seek Him to do so.
Well, you know, in the middle of the night several years ago, God woke me up. And sometimes that's what he has to do to speak to me. But he said, Randy, if you're not trying to do something bigger than you, I'm not in it. Mm. And I said, God, what do you mean? He says, you keep trying to do what you know you can do, and I want you to do what you know you can't do, because then you're going to need my help.
Mm. That keeps us relying on him every day. We have to come back to him for his strength and power and wisdom, don't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think it doesn't mean that the journey is going to be perfect. The truth of it is, in this world, you will have trouble, and sometimes things don't turn out the way you plan. And an interesting study I read is that the most successful people in all walks of life have more failure than average people. And I want to be able to talk to the men about getting over their fear of failure, because it's in doing so that we find that God can do things bigger than us and not about us, and help us do things that we never thought we could.
Well, that sounds like it's going to be a very encouraging and challenging time for the guys, just to step out and be all that God wants them to be.
Exactly. I'll also be sharing a little bit of my brother's story, Matt McPherson, the owner of Matthew's Bows. In fact, the exciting news is I'm giving away two bows worth probably over $1,600. One of them is a Mission Craze that can be adjusted to fit whoever wins the bow. And then I'm also going to give away a Matthew's Halon, which is the new amazing bow that's just, you know, taking the competition by storm. And it's just an amazing story how God inspires my brother to make bow and arrows. Another case of how God takes average people who have courage to trust him with their lives can do amazing things.
Yeah, the original inspiration to create the Matthew's bow came, wasn't he awakened in the middle of the night or something like that?
Yeah, and it seems to be something that God has to do with us McPherson boys. We have to wake us in the middle of the night to speak to us.
A little hard-headed, or maybe your mind is just going so fast during the day that he has to wait till you slow down before he can really get your attention, huh?
Yeah, we both have rapid-fire minds, and sometimes they're firing so fast we don't have a chance to really hear from God. And it's very important that we take time to be still and know that I'm God. That's one reason why I love the outdoors. It's a place to go and be still and hear the voice of God in my life. And I just want to encourage men to find that still, quiet time with God to hear his voice.
Mm. What do you see as one of the biggest challenges facing men in our society, in our culture today?
Well, there are many. One of them is that there's a real lack of definition of what a man of God is. The media would like to paint us as kind of, you know, sissy men who are afraid to to do anything, and all we think about is how bad other people are, and that we hate people, but actually we love people and we want to help them. And the best life lived for Christ is one that's lived to for others. James says, religion that God finds acceptable and pure is looking after widows and orphans in their distress and keeping ourselves from being polluted by the world. And I think it's a challenge because there's a pull of the world that tells us to be self-centered, all about us, and to take care of our number one first. And the truth of it is God teaches us to put Him and others first, and then He takes care of the details. And I think that's just there's our natural part of our nature that's not easy, that's very challenging. I think even as husbands, we need to love our wives as Christ loved the church. Well, He died for the church, and that's pretty tough order. And so there's a lot of challenges, but with God's help, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we just have to have the courage to not just say we believe the Word, but to live the Word, not just hearers of the Word, as James would say, but doers of the Word. And that's so critical that we actually engage our faith and don't just, you know, sit in a pew.
Who would you like to see come out to the lunch on Wednesday?
I'd like to see men that are ready to live a whole new level of courageous living for God, who are willing to trust God to do the impossible through their ordinary lives, who want to be encouraged that even if we fail, God can take our failures and make something amazing out of it. I can tell you I experienced God more powerfully in a business failure that I had than all the success I had. And I experienced God, His provision, His help, His peace, and even His joy at a whole new level as God helped me through a very difficult time. I'd rather not go back through that again, but it was an amazing journey and one that taught me deep and profound lessons.
And I think that's true for most of us. We can look back on our walk with the Lord, and during those most difficult times when we were at our absolute end, that's when we really encountered God in the most powerful ways, and He did the deepest work in our lives. So God uses that, doesn't He?
He does, and there's nothing soul-searching than being in a situation that is beyond your control and you so desperately need God to intervene. And that faith journey is one that is almost incomprehensible, but one that God helps us through. I like to say I don't like the way God works. I wish He'd just do it my way.
Yeah, we think we know best, don't we?
You know, why can't He just do it my way? I'm learning through a life lived that God's ways are higher than my ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to challenge men to live God's ways and to trust Him with the details of their life when it seems so overwhelming at times.
Well, you are doing that, I think, through your life. I know you're speaking this weekend in Alaska to a group of men up there. You'll be back in La Crosse on Wednesday at Leading with Power. And I just encourage all of you men to come out and hear Randy on Wednesday. It's Leading with Power La Crosse. It's held in the Cargill Room in La Crosse. Lunch is free for the first-time attendees. You can make your reservations online at leadingwithpower.org. That's leadingwithpower.org. Be a great lunch. Randy will be speaking, also sharing some of his brother Matt's story and giving away a mission craze and a Matthew's Halon bow. It's going to be a great time for you guys to get together and to be encouraged in the Lord. Randy, thank you so much. We look forward to you being in our area on Wednesday.
Thank you, Darla. Have a great day.
Okay, we'll talk soon.